This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7 Jun 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with bright skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a perfect time for a stroll or outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, a deadly rampage in central Israel has occurred, with terrorists attacking several locations near Koshav Yair. Hamas calls it a heroic act, praising it as a response to Israeli actions in Gaza and the West Bank, according to I-24 News in the last 35 minutes. Also, the IDF intercepted two rockets from Lebanon earlier this hour. Hezbollah is testing Israel again. The projectiles were intercepted near Yifta and remote Naftali, Ynet reports. Also this hour, one person is dead and at least five are hurt in a shooting spree near Koshav Yair. Two terrorists were killed in the incident, Times of Israel reported earlier today. Separately, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist tied to the October 7th Kisufim massacre. The precise strike targeted a Nukba commander in southern Gaza, according to JNS from earlier today. And finally, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. This development was previously reported by Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English reports that Hulk Hogan's cause of death has been revealed, posting just minutes ago. Hamza, a commentator, shared that Israeli soldiers opened fire on a car in Taman 3 months ago, resulting in multiple family deaths, posting this information recently. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, reports that the IDF has attacked a car in southern Lebanon, writing on X just now. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the deadly rampage in central Israel, I-24 News details the attacks were carried out by two terrorists moving through multiple locations. Hamas has praised this as a retaliatory strike against Israeli operations. The situation remains tense, increasing security concerns in the region. Turning to the rocket interception, Ynet highlights the IDF's successful defense against the projectiles from Lebanon. This marks the first such incident since the fragile ceasefire between Jerusalem and Beirut. The IDF's quick response underscores the ongoing volatility between the two sides. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Koshav Yair shooting, Times of Israel confirms the death toll and injuries. The involvement of Arab-Israeli nationals adds a complex layer to the incident. This raises questions about internal security and community relations within Israel. Separately, the JNS report on the IDF eliminating a key Hamas figure linked to the Kisufim massacre signals Israel's continued focus on targeting high-profile threats. This strike follows the recent attacks, highlighting the ongoing cycle of retaliation. Finally, the Forward's earlier report on Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire highlights the challenges in achieving lasting peace. This rejection could lead to further instability along the Israel-Lebanon border. On the economic front, first, a family trip to Greece has inspired the next generation of firefighting technology from Israeli startup Firewave. Katech reports they are using AI-powered sensors for detecting combustion, showing innovation in safety tech. Separately, a quick correction in the job market sees the average salary in Israel plunging by 1,570 shekels. This follows a peak earlier this year, with Walla Business reporting on the latest data. And finally, Bank Leumi leads in AI adoption within Israel, ranking among the top 10 banks in the Middle East and Africa. Ynet Business highlights its recognition for innovation and efficiency. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.